I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America,
and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
First off, I wanted to introduce Amy Funk, I believe it's the name, and we have one of our winners here today that it's called a Clean Air Bookmark Contest, and I think we're going to give her an award today, and I believe it's Nora Matthews from the Hamill Elementary School, second grader, if you want to come up here. And is this your parent behind you? Mom?
Hi, Kim asked if I would just speak a little bit to what the bookmark contest was, provide a few details. And first of all, I just want to thank Chairman Dunston, the county board, and also Tony Corona for all their work on sustainability, health, and quality of life initiatives in the county. It is a pleasure to be here. I'm actually representing Madison County Partnership for Community Health and Air Committee that is focused on, it's a collaborative committee that focuses on promoting things individuals can do to improve air quality in the region individually in their homes and their daily lives. So we represent a variety of different organizations, and as part of this, we decided to do a clean air bookmark contest that promotes positive things individuals can do, such as biking, walking, taking public transit, and renewable energy. And the kids did a phenomenal job, and we did this contest last year, and we received about 350 entries. And this year, I am just thrilled to say we received 757 entries. And I know some of you helped judge these bookmarks, and the creativity of these children just always amazes me. And granted, I know you can't see it. They're not big poster sizes, but they did a beautiful job. And today, there is one individual here, Nora Matthews. She is in first grade. She's from Hamill Elementary. So her entry is this middle one. And it's just beautiful and so creative, and I can't say enough things about it. So I'm thrilled that she will be receiving a certificate today, a Kindle Fire. And then also we are arranging, I must also thank Madison County Transit. They will be professionally printing the bookmarks with the child's first name and school and grade. And all the winning schools will receive about 500 copies of their bookmark to distribute at their school libraries. And thank you for having me.
I'm going to give you the certificate today. And it says, for your achievement, Nora Matthews, winner, K-2nd Madison County Clean Air Bookmark Contest. And I think the Kindle is mine to keep, right? Well, I tried. And we need to get a picture taken with this. Your county board member, by the way. This is Mr. Maher.
Congratulations.
If we can have Mom, get a picture. We'll get a group picture taken. You might want to hold this Kindle up. And then you can hold, maybe have Mother do this, maybe.
And so next time you go to the gas station or the store, here's a $2 bill for you to buy yourself a treat.
And one other piece of business that I want to mention, we have some guests here tonight from Boy Scout Troop 1072 from St. Mary's Catholic Church. They are doing a merit badge on communications, and we have Cameron Conrad and David Dempsey, Jr. If you could stand up in the back, please. And hopefully we have you back at a meeting when you make Eagle Scout, because we always like to, if you make Eagle Scout, we try to bring you here to the meeting and recognize you. So hopefully you keep working on the merit badges. I just also want to mention that April is Child Abuse Prevention Month. I just want to remind everyone on that. If you see all the silhouettes out there on the steps, I think they're still there. And, you know, that's all the cases that there were in Madison County is something that we have to keep really thinking about in Madison County and do that. Yes? Oh, I have another scout that came in. So, can I ask your name? Dennis Orsi? Dan Searcy. Okay, I appreciate you being here too. You came in a little late, so you're here for the same thing. Thank you. Can I have a motion to approve the minutes, Helen Hawkins?
I make a motion to approve the previous board meeting minutes.
We have a motion. Is there a second? Second on the question. All in favor by sign of aye?
Aye.
Opposed? Ayes have it. We have two speakers today, Mr. Bob Despain. You'll be first. We do this in by the order they come in, and I'll have Jeanette do hers next. As you know, you have 3 minutes, and once your 3 minutes up, I'll have you stop, and if you have anything you want to give us, that'd be fine.
Good evening, Bob Despain, Collinsville. At the last meeting, the chairman interrupted my presentation and then gave me a copy of the procedures for public input with Rule 9 underlined. The chairman erroneously used Rule 9 to stop me from speaking. Please listen for any mention of employees versus elected or appointed persons. Rule 9, each presentation shall be in consonance with good taste and decorum befitting the occasion and dignity of the meeting. Shouting, loud statements, threats, name-calling, offensive, repeat, offensive, personal references, or other improper conduct are being forbidden. No matter how difficult it might be for some of the board members to accept, there is nothing about employees, but the chairman told this speaker, quote, "But you are not allowed to talk about employees." Further, when the chairman stopped me the second time, he said, "You are bringing up personal items." I did that, but I was not in violation of Rule 9 because that states offensive. Repeat, offensive personal references. Next, the chairman said, "I was not allowed to use names." I assume he was hanging his hat on Rule 9 using the words name calling, but I don't believe I was guilty of that. Research shows name calling is a fallacy that uses emotionally loaded terms to influence an audience. It is attaching to a person, group, institution, or concept a label with heavily derogatory connotations. It usually is incomplete, unfair, and misleading characterization. I repeat that the chairman told this speaker that I was not allowed to talk about employees, but that word is not located anywhere in Rule 9. Some time ago, I was led to believe that the county records these meetings. I would encourage the executive committee to meet to critique what I have just stated. I would be pleased to know their decision. And thank you for your attention.
Thank you. Next speaker we have is Jeanette Kowalski. I'm hoping I pronounced that right. And if you want to go over here and just take your time. Do you need a chair or anything? Or okay. And I won't start until you get over there. go ahead and start.
Honorable Chairman Dunston, board members, and other persons in attendance today, my name is Jeanette Kowalski. I'm the proud wife of the current trustee, the Glen Carbon, Illinois Fire Protection District. Tom and I will be married 50 years on September 19, 2014. I have Parkinson's disease, so if you cannot hear me or cannot understand
me. Chairman, can you hear me speaking to the mic, please?
Thank you. So if you cannot hear me or you cannot understand me, please let me know and I will attempt to correct my speech. Tom became a fireman when we bought our first home in Fairview Heights, Illinois. Tom was a fireman there for 12 years. Before we moved to Glen Carbon, Tom became a fireman 1 year after we moved into the district. One must live in the district for 1 year for one is eligible to be a fireman in the Glen Carbon Fire Protection District. He became a Glen Carbon fireman officially on December 15, 1987. It will be 28 years this December. Thus, Tom has been a fireman for 39 plus years, counting the time he spent in Fairview Heights as well as the Glen Carbon time. By profession, Tom retired as a director of special education for two school districts in the state of Illinois. Prior to that, he was a principal, pre-vocational coordinator, and last but not least important, he was a classroom teacher in special education. Why am I sharing this with you? Merely to advise you that Tom has been person responsible for our most important persons, our children. Tom has also been responsible for budgets of $1 million plus. Tom is definitely a people person who has dealt with many different personalities. I wanted to share with you some of Tom's background so that you would get to know him a little bit. Tom retired after 34 years as an educator. Tom has been a district trustee for 13 plus years. He was hoping to have one more term to address the building of a new fire station number one. As a district trustee, Tom saved the district over $60,000 for the construction of fire station number two. I'm not certain why Tom was not selected for reappointment as a district trustee.
You have another 30 seconds, so.
Tom was advised by his county board member there should be a five district trustee. In her opinion, I have been advised that the person being appointed was chairman of the bylaw committee. I was advised that the current district trustees were waiting for the bylaws committee to change the bylaws to have a five-member board, which that change has never been done. Also regarding the voting issue, the Glen Carbon Paramedics vote did not count in the total vote for the trustee position as it had counted in the last two previous elections for the trustee position. Tom received 15 of the 20 total five-member votes.
Jeanette, I'm going to have to interrupt you because I actually gave you a little bit longer. We have a rule that you can go 3 minutes, but what I will do for you is if you give a copy of that, I will put it in the minutes. If you want to give that to the county board, we will make sure that gets printed in the minutes. But we can only allow you 3 minutes. And I actually went 3 minutes and 30 seconds because nobody could hear us, so I gave you a little bit more time. So I had to have you stop today.
I'm sorry. I speak slowly, and I move slowly because of my Parkinson's. So I apologize for going over the 3 minutes.
That's fine. And we'll put that in the minutes for you. Okay?
Thank you very much.
We appreciate it. Let the record show that's going to be put in minutes. Okay, correspondence.
Chairman, we have a letter from the Illinois Department of Transportation regarding a joint agreement We have a letter from the Environmental Protection Agency on a permit to manage waste. We also have the monthly reports of the county clerk, circuit clerk, and recorder. We have the monthly report of the coroner, the jail population report from the sheriff's department, monthly report of the regional superintendent of schools, the treasurer's monthly investment report, and Madison County probation annual report.
Okay. And we have several appointments to do. And instead of listing all of them, you have those in your packet. Under appointments A, there's like 31 of them.
I'll make a motion to accept the appointments as noted.
We have a motion. Is there a second?
Mr. Chairman?
On the question.
I have a question. What she was talking about.
Yes.
Can you explain that to me a little bit?
Yeah. What we do is, and this is Brenda Roosevelt. This is her district. Their firemen and her got together. They appointed, just like any other board member, will appoint a trustee. The person that we have decided to appoint is not her husband. And she's speaking because she's not in favor of that. But the person that we are appointing has a business background. I think he'll do a very good job. I think Brenda Roosevelt would agree with me on that.
What number is that?
That is number
seven.
Okay, can I pull that one?
You can pull that one separate if you like. Okay? So we're voting for all of them other than seven. Okay? All in favor, we got that. Seven's going to be separate. We're going to do a separate resolution for that. We'll vote for all the rest of them. All in favor by a sign of aye?
Aye.
Opposed? Ayes have it. Number seven, if you want to bring that in. Brenda, you want to bring it in?
Motion that we appoint Mark Abrams is recommended for appointment to a 3-year term to the Glen Carbon Fire Protection District.
We have a motion as a second. We got a second. On the question, all in favor by a sign of aye?
Aye.
Opposed?
I'm voting no.
What's that?
I'm voting no on that.
Okay.
Because I didn't have a good enough explanation.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. Anything?
What was the no vote?
She said you didn't have enough information.
I don't know how long was her.
This is, you know, first off, I got to be very sincere with you, and I don't want to debate this too long. You know, this is a board member's prerogative. And that's what you got to remember. If you have something in your district, it's a courtesy. And I'm just being, you know, and it's something that, you know, I have to rely on board members because they're closest to the situation. And every board member that comes in with an appointment, I usually follow that appointment because they're usually on to the situation more than I would be on to the situation. So, and I do back Brenda on what she's done. I know she's had a lot of meetings on this. I know there's been a lot of discussions. I've heard a lot of good things about this person. I've heard a lot of good things about your husband also. But, and I think there's a trend that hopefully if they would go from a 3-member board to a 5-member board, this her husband would be appointed at that time. This is one way of getting to that point. And there's a lot of things that are going on with this. Okay?
Mr. Chairman?
I'm sorry, who's calling me? Yes, Mr. Tricano.
4 and 5, I think, are the names are wrong. 5 should be 4.
Okay, 4 and 5?
4 is Collinsville.
Is that...
the names, I think Robert Volk is one that's for Collinsville, and Donald Price is for Fosterburg.
That's not the way they are.
That's how mine is.
I'm sorry. No, 4 and 5, isn't it?
No.
4 is 3 and 4.
Yeah, you're probably looking up on the wrong. It's under. Collinsville is Robert Volt. You have to look under. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Are we correct?
Okay.
4.
Okay, thank you. We'll go into Buildings and Facilities Management Committee and Finance Government Operations Committee. Mr. Aller.
Mr. Chairman, fellow board members, I have two issues to come before the board tonight. I move that we approve a resolution to award a contract for roof replacement at the Madison County Wood River facility on the first floor, and a resolution authorizing an intergovernmental agreement between Madison County and the City of Edwardsville pertaining to the sale of excess property.
Okay, we have a motion. Is there a second?
Yes.
We have a second on the question. Roll call. You got the good one today. re-meeting. Okay.
I vote yes.
Okay. Can we just say that's a yes vote?
Got to hit yes first, Bruce.
Yeah. There we got it. Thank you, Mr. Malone. Anything else, Mr. Adler?
No, thank you, sir.
Okay. Finance and Government Operations Committee, Mr. Minner.
Mr. Chairman, ladies and gentlemen of the board, the Finance Committee has six items for your consideration this evening. We have summary report of claims and transfers for year 2014, immediate emergency appropriation HIV prevention program. For year 2014, immediate emergency appropriation HAVA Phase 3 grant. Resolution to approve commitment of fund balance and order of use of fund balance. Resolution authorizing construction contract contingent fund for the Southwest Illinois Flood Prevention Council. And a resolution to purchase early voting tabulators, ballot on demand, printers and software for the Madison County Clerk. Signed by six members of the committee. I move your approval.
We have a motion. Is there a second? We have a second on the question. Yes, Mr. McCray.
I have a question on C4.
C4.
This will be for Mr. McGuire, I suppose. I understand this is for disaster relief type situations where people, if they want to donate money to the county rather than to a fund outside of the county, that these funds could be they could be used for the purposes of the donor. But I guess my question is, does this have any ramifications for any other funds that the county, it talks about fund balances and order of use and things like that. Is it just narrowly defined as it is in this ordinance, or?
I'm sorry, I'm totally unfamiliar with this matter. I'm really not prepared to answer a question on
Mr.
that at
Chairman,
this time.
Okay.
Mr. Parenti speak.
Yes, it's narrowly defined in the resolution. It would not be dedicating any other county money. It's simply to set up a fund so that donations could be made to that fund. And the fund has to be set up this way so that's part of our general ledger. It'll sit there with no money in it. And when a disaster happens, hopefully it'll never happen,
right,
we'll have the financial mechanism in place to accept donations.
Okay. No, that's okay. Thanks. Thanks.
Appreciate it. Any other questions? Roll call. Anything else, Mr. Minner?
That's all I have, sir.
Okay, Government Relations Committee, Mr. Burris.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Government Relations Committee has one resolution concerning the review of executive session minutes for the period ending February 28, 2014, and I move for its adoption.
We have a motion and a second. We don't need a roll call, so all in favor by a sign of aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Ayes have it. Anything else, Mr. Burris?
That's it. Thank
okay, thank you. Grants Committee, Mr. Malone.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, fellow board members. The Grants Committee has four resolutions for your consideration. I have been asked by Mrs. Hawkins to pull out resolution number one, so I'm going to proceed with two, three, and four. Two is a resolution authorizing an economic development loan to Justine Peterson Housing and Reinvestment Corporation. Three, a proclamation of fair housing. Four, a resolution authorizing a park and recreation loan to Chateau Township. I move for their adoption.
We have a motion on two, three, and four. Is that correct? You did. Okay, and do we have a second? We need a second on the machine, please.
Ain't working.
Yeah, won't let us.
Okay. I can just accept a second.
Second.
We got a second. Mr. Dodd, second it. Well, we got that. We got it now, Mr. Burino. We'll get it corrected. Okay, on the question, roll call. Okay, motion carried. Would you bring in number one, please?
Yes, I move to adopt an ordinance providing for the extension of the Gateway Commerce Enterprise Zone.
We have a motion. Is there a second?
Yes.
We have a second on the question. Ms. Hawkins.
Yes, I would like to speak on that. This is in my county board district, and where we think in terms of jobs and all of those things. this territory is in an area, and I've illustrated because pictures do speak louder than words. There's some terrific problems. The heavy rains in April, and I know a lot of areas have had the same problems, but this goes back through the years. When the warehouses come in and they're annexed into Edwardsville or Pontoon Beach or wherever, it takes it out of the local people's jurisdiction, and they have to build it higher. And often, as you see on this second page, they have to protect their own territory by setting up a pump and pumping the water down into a stricken area with seniors and new homes, old homes. I have faced this since I've been on the county board. I know if it's not in your district, it would be of no interest to you. Not only is it hard for people to get their children to school when they can't get out of their driveways, it's very harmful to their roads. It shows crumbled roads. It shows water surrounding homes. And I only ask that as these enterprise zones come in, when they first came, they promised they would take their water clear out to the river. I have headlines. Each one was going to put $10,000 into a pot towards the drainage to take it away from the American bottoms, and that just didn't happen. So what we're faced here with jobs that are promised, that's very important, or people's property, and I'm afraid I cannot vote for the enterprise zone for what I've experienced in my district. It's a growing problem that I'm very familiar with. So thank you very much for your time.
And I just have to comment on the enterprise zone. I disagree with Ms. Hawkins respectfully. She's a good board member. I know she's trying to represent her people. We actually had meetings with Gary Stallhut when he was county engineer, and I don't know if Mark probably doesn't even, he might know this or whatever, but there was actually a study done. And warehouses, because of the way they put the water around them, actually helps the water situation. It does not hurt the water situation. So there's been a lot of studies done. This is the economic engine to Madison County. And this is where all the jobs are going. The reason we're doing this enterprise zone, I think it's for a 10-year period. They're looking at doing a couple of expansions. I think we might have an announcement within about 2 or 3 months. You're looking at maybe upwards to 600 to 800 new positions. And it does not have anything to do with the Dobley Slough, because that's been there before, and let me finish, or other water issues. They actually, when they do the expanding, they have to go through engineering work, and they have to keep the water on their own property. And if you go by the warehouse district, that's why you got the water around them. It's actually helping the situation. So I just want to make sure that's a point. I think this is something that we need to approve. This is the future of Madison County. We are in a logistics area. And you're going to see a lot of freight studies that we are involved with on East-West Gateway. That's what this whole area that they're looking for. Our area is being the distribution capital of the nation. And I think that's a very imperative that we move forward with the enterprise zones. Mr. Asadorian.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I will be voting for the enterprise zone. However, I'm pretty disturbed by this photo. If we have some companies out there who are taking the water in these holding ponds mm-hmm. and moving them away so it doesn't bother them, but it is affecting neighborhoods if that's going on.
It's
then
not.
I would like yeah. for maybe, I'm sure we have laws against that in this county,
yes.
diverting water to somebody
we
else.
We do. And we do not do that. This all has to do with, in fact, we've had this come up with the levee district before. We've been working on a lot of the cleaning up drainage down in that area with Mitchell Sanitation District to flow the water. The whole idea behind the warehouse district and the water is to hold water back. It has nothing to do with draining. It's to hold the water back for it doesn't go out. And they got things in there that they release it on a timely basis.
Right.
And so that, you know, is not going into the problem. Mr. Adler.
Yeah, I have a couple of comments. Helen, with all due respect, I don't believe that you're necessarily wrong, but they're different issues. The first issue is the enterprise zone and whether this is economically the thing for the county board to do, and I do believe it is. What you have is an allegation that the wetland mitigation process that the county takes in when we approve these is ineffective. Now, that's two different subjects, and what you may have is a ripe allegation that we need to take another look at our wetland mitigation policy, but it seems as though that holding up economic development because if we have problems in other areas isn't the right thing to do.
And Helen, I will say that you come in, you know, if you want to bring that information to me, I will put you in contact with the guy that's been handling the levees or, you know, stormwaters. And I think you're on the Planning Development Committee, too, and we'll go from there.
I just wanted to say it's a shame when the fire district chief has to go and turn the pump off where the warehouses are pumping their water into these seniors' homes. That's what I'm talking about.
Okay.
That's the enterprise zone because they do not care about those.
And that's something that's happening. Just come to me and we'll check into it.
Well, it's happened for the past 10 years.
Okay. Okay.
But nobody's listening. I didn't expect anybody to listen today.
Okay.
But I can go to bed at night feeling I did the best I could.
Thank you, Ms. Hawkins. Roll call.
Can I have one more question, sir?
Yes. Right now, I think the main thing on the enterprise zone now is the sales tax. Is that correct?
Well, no. There's property tax abatement for a new building for 10 years. First 7 years, it's 100% abatement. Then I believe it drops to 70, 50, and 20. John, if I'm wrong, correct me. And then it's 100% taxable. So the taxing districts are delayed in receiving property tax money until those years pop off. And what we have at the Gateway Commerce Center is the early buildings are now paying 100% of their taxes, and it's going to school districts and the other taxing districts. The new buildings that have not been built yet for the next 10 years plus the two remaining years, they will have property tax abatement available to them.
And if I'm not mistaken, if I heard the number correctly, Edwardsville School District, I believe, received $3 billion, or it's a pretty high sum from
Manistee School District. The first buildings are in that school district, and they're now receiving a significant amount of money, and Edwardsville's happy with it, too, supposedly.
Okay. Roll call. Can we do it that way? Okay, here we go, confirming. Mr. McRae, I think they're trying. We're getting close.
Oh, I'm locked. I'm
close.
I've got it.
Here we go.
Okay. Motion carried. Okay. Anything else, Mr. Malone?
I have no further resolutions, but I hope everybody got a chance to see the nice article in the Telegraph yesterday about our own Walter Hunter.
Yes.
Did you see that?
Yeah. Yeah. Congratulations. Health Department Committee, Mr. Holliday.
Mr. Chairman, ladies and gentlemen, Board, I ask the activity report placed on file as presented.
We do that. Thank you. Planning Development Committee, Mr. Maher.
Mr. Chairman, members of the Board, I've been asked to separate item number 3.
Okay.
But, so, number 1, finding and facts and recommendations, 2, resolutions, 4, resolution authorizing demolition of unsafe buildings and structures. I so move approval.
We have a motion. Is there a second? Got a second on the question. Roll call. Motion carried. And if you want to bring in number 3.
Resolution to amend the Madison County zoning ordinance in its entirety.
We have
I so move.
Okay, we have motion and a second. Does somebody want to speak to that? Or okay. Okay. Roll call.
Really?
Motion carried. Okay. We have the anything else, Mr. Meyer?
That is all.
Okay, thank you. Public Safety Committee, Ms. Glasper.
Yes, Mr. Chairman and fellow board members. We, your Public Safety Committee, would like to submit our report covering home, mobile home licenses, and I ask that it be placed on file.
We will do that.
And we also have a resolution authorizing the execution of a law enforcement mutual aid agreement and the existence and formation of the Illinois Law Enforcement Alarm System by the Intergovernmental Cooperation, and I move its adoption.
Okay, we have a motion. Is there a second?
Yes.
We have a second on the question. Roll call. Motion carried. Anything else, Ms. Glasper?
No, that's all I have. Thank you.
Thank you. Real Estate Tax Cycle Committee, Mr. Tricano.
Mr. Chairman, fellow board members, the Real Estate Tax Cycle Committee has property trustee resolutions, and I move for their adoption.
We have a motion. Is there a second? We have a second on the question. Roll call. Motion carried. Anything else, Mr. Tricano?
That's all I have, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Mr. Simonism, if you bring in both J and K, please.
Yes, Mr. Fellow board members, Mr. Chairman, the Transportation Committee has four resolutions. The first one is a supplemental agreement for professional engineering services contract with HMNG on Staunton Road in Madison County. Two is a funding agreement for City of Troy on North Main Street reconstruction. Number three is a report of bids and award a contract on 2014 Road District Motor Fuel Maintenance Road Oil Proposal. And number four is a report of bids awarding contract to 2014 Motor Fuel Tax for the Maintenance Road Oil Material Proposal. Also on K, Transportation and Finance, there's a resolution to purchase yellow and white traffic mark paint for the Madison County Highway Department. And I move for its adoption.
We have a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
We have a second on the question. Roll call. Motion carried. Anything else, Mr. Simonism?
No, sir, Mr. Chairman, that's all.
Any new business?
Yeah, we buy a new voting system.
Okay. Actually, she's been holding that down, so we're going to look at that next meeting. I'll entertain a motion to recess.
So adjourn. Moved.
We have a motion, second. All in favor by sign of aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Ayes have it.